Well, unfortunately, that is true statistics that we have, because just for 2023, the final year for which we have treatment outcomes, we were standing at 56,000 people who had died in that year. And this number is not coming down, unfortunately. We have tried to look into why people are dying when TB is a curable disease. One of the factors that we have picked up is that the majority of patients that are dying are people living with HIV. Mm. Some of them are on ART, antiretroviral treatment. Others are not on antiretroviral treatment. And for those that are on antiretroviral treatment, it's people who stopped taking treatment and were lost to follow-up and over a period of time. And then by the time they come back to the facilities, they are very sick, they end up in hospitals, and the diagnosis at hospitals is done late because they think of all the other conditions except TB. And by the time treatment then is started, it's too late. They die within 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks of starting treatment. Mm. Others die after being diagnosed, started treatment, but die shortly thereafter. Again, it's people coming very late to the facilities to seek care. And this is irrespective of HIV in these instances. But then there are those aspects where people come to the clinics, they have a cough or any of the other symptoms of TB, but are not tested. So people are coming to present, but we don't actually test them or think of TB. And then we have the people who have symptoms as well, but are at home and thinking about coming to our clinics for testing, but do not even actually come. So in summary, it's delayed health seeking and then misdiagnosis by the clinician, as well as now people not starting at early so that they can improve.
Doctor, when you go through all of those circumstances that you've mentioned, I sort of wonder, is it down to now a lack of urgency or a lack of education? Because you're mentioning their misdiagnosis, you're mentioning that people are identifying it wrongly, they come into the hospital and they're not really saying what they really have because they believe it's something else. Is it down to the reality that people have forgotten what TB actually is and that it is a present problem in the Republic? Is that our issue at the present moment?
Well, yeah, that's the thinking, because if you actually look at it, we haven't really been communicating much on tuberculosis broadly, except around TB Day, and then it dies down again until the following year. And the other thing is that at community level, we haven't really engaged communities, you know, to understand that TB is still around and why they need to present late. Because what we've seen is that there's still a lot of stigma related to TB. So people might want to go and seek care, but they are scared to go to the clinic because everyone then will know about the fact that they have TB and therefore would stay at home and only get to the clinic late. And therefore, if we engage communities and increase awareness and educate people, we think that would be the best way to empower communities and so that communities as well can support each other to actually deal with the stigma. But then we also have those instances where the clinics are far. So even if a person needs to come to the clinic for testing, they just cannot afford it because they don't have the money for transport to get to the clinic. Now, that means we must make our services accessible. Either have outreach services to communities that are remote, or make sure that the services somehow are brought closer to those communities, you know, primary health care services broadly, brought closer to the communities for access.
Doctor, as I'm hearing you and you're going through all the tenets that are required to curtail this issue, I sort of wonder, does the health department have the capacity to actually affect this change? Because according to the minister, they are planning on diagnosing 250,000 new cases from 2025 to 2026. He wants to reduce TB mortality rate by 41% over the next 10 years. But you've also now mentioned infrastructure issues in regards to the lack of clinics in close vicinity to rural communities. I'm wondering, Does the landscape allow for what the minister is wanting in terms of fighting against TB?
I would say yes and no. And yes, because the diagnostic capacity is there, and already the laboratories are preparing for this increase in the numbers of people that need to be tested. And then we also need to mobilize the finances, because we have to pay for this test. We have to buy the medicine, which is what we are currently busy with. And then the other aspect in terms of the services themselves, they will need to be on the ground planning in terms of where these campaigns will be going and how then patients can be referred. Ideally, if we go out with the services for the lab, and even we also have the mobile digital chest X-ray vans that we are also using to reach communities, we want to then link as much as possible those that are diagnosed with TB to treatment using the community health workers that are there in communities. And where there are no community health workers, they will try and see how we link patients to facilities in order for them to start and continue treatment. I think in this campaign, the link for us, the strongest link for us, is the use of the community health workers. And these are part of the ward-based outreach teams in Western Cape. They are provided through the NGOs. And those are the people that will be the link between the community or the households as well as the clinics. If we get that right, I think, yes, we will be able to reach as many people as we need and test the 5 million. And hopefully we'll find even more than what we are anticipating, the 250,000 in this coming financial year. But yes, that is the aim. But when it comes to the reduction of debt over the 10-year period, that is part of the NTB targets, the global NTB targets. And we are supposed to reduce the debt in 2025 by 75%. And in 2035 by 95%. Unfortunately, at this point in 2025, we've only managed to reduce debt by 16% from 2015. So you can see that there's a huge gap there that we need to catch up on. But we still need to unpack exactly all the other causes of debt. We know HIV is one of them, and therefore our strategy is to link everyone who is HIV positive to treatment, and those that have stopped taking treatment, get them back to care, which is part of the 1.1 million campaign, or Closing the Gap campaign for HIV. And then we'll then look at the other groups in terms of what needs to be strengthened. Obviously, the clinical capacity of the nurses, which requires training and mentoring, is one of the interventions that we put in place. But then the other one now is the creating the demand from communities, you know, the quality services that they deserve by empowering the communities and mobilizing them.
Indeed.
So we are hoping that will get us to that target for 2035.